Good morning, Scott. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman calling you.
Hi, Scott. I'm Michael Steed. How are you?
Hi, Scott. This is Hillary Scott.
Hey, Scott. David Kenneman from Bonner.
Hi, this is David Lee from Hillsong Worship. How are you?
Scott, it's Toby, man. What's up?
Hey, Scott. This is Blake. Finding favor.
That was just a great interview. I love listening to your interviews, Scott. You really get personal with them, and that's too cool.
Start your day with Scott. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
We're talking about thriving in our finances with Eric Thurman today at SWS Radio. He's an author. Actually, he began his career in broadcast journalism. How are you, Eric?
Yes. I've got the perfect face for radio.
Me too. Oh, we're like-minded on that. I'll tell you what, you worked with CNN and Fox and Friends and Forbes and CBS News, but really, you were one of the pioneers in the microfinance movement back in the day.
Yeah, before everybody understood what that was, but it's a great way to get people out of poverty. And world poverty, believe it or not, has improved dramatically. The United Nations did a thing called Millennium Development Goals. And over the space of about 20 years, the absolute number of people in deep poverty around the world has fallen in half.
Wow.
And part of the reason has been this microfinance idea. Instead of giving people a handout of some sort, you help them earn money to support their own families. And it works very, very well. I worked with a couple of excellent organizations, Hope International and Opportunity International, and it really does change lives long term.
Pretty fascinating, too, because when you challenge people to think about business and to think about growing things in addition to just saving, it's like money can be used as seed. It's not just saving.
Yeah, it's a case that money itself is amoral. It doesn't have positive or negatives. It's what we do with it. It makes a very bad master, however. Don't let it become your god. But money can and should be used wisely. Jesus even said, make friends with money. So a lot of people aren't friendly with it. They're dominated by it. In fact, one sociologist estimates that 80% of the waking hours of adults is either spent making money, spending money, or thinking about money. So that's a little problematic. You don't want to end up being controlled by thoughts of money. There's more important things in life for sure.
Yeah, because when money's our master, Eric, we know that we're going to be stressing about money.
yeah, and that's no fun at all. Be free, and that's the whole thing that the gospel is about, is how to be free. So definitely make that the important thing. In fact, there are five parts of life, and finance is only one of the five parts of life. If it overwhelms your attention, that's not a good sign. You need to give it some good reworking, maybe some Dave Ramsey type disciplines and the rest. But I think that what you really want to fill out is the whole rest of your life. If you're dominated with thoughts and worries about money, whether you have it or not, it can still control you for sure.
It's never too late to start saving or investing for retirement. And I'm Scott Harrell on SWS Radio. We're talking with Eric Thurman. And Eric, you wrote a book called Thrive in Retirement. Simple secrets of being happy the rest of your life. It almost sounds too good to be true. I mean, what do you know that we don't?
Well, I had to wrestle with this myself because I hit retirement age. I'm not a big fan of retirement. I think retirement, even a nasty word. When I retire a pair of shoes, it means I throw them away. And I don't want to be thrown away. So I believe in actively spending the adult mature years of life because it's changed. It's never been like this before where we have decades of healthy, strong, vigorous activity possible after we stop our regular jobs. If you go back 100 years, people died shortly after they stopped working. So we don't want to end up missing a robust 20, 30 years that most of us will have. And so that's what I mean by thriving in that sense. You can write a list, and this is a good exercise to do. Just quickly write down a checklist of 10 things or 20 things or 50 things that you say, these make me happy. But when you look at them closely, you'll find that they all go back to one of three reasons. And the three reasons are purpose, pleasure, and peace. So purpose is the strongest of the bunch. If you have a reason that gives your life meaning, that will fuel you, get you up in the morning, make you happy from that alone. Pleasure is not the same as fun. Fun is very temporary. And one of the reasons why some Christians object to the word happiness and prefer joy is because happiness and happenstance or happenings are kind of tied together. And I agree with that. So my definition of happiness is long-term, deeply satisfying sorts of things. And you probably have experienced that. Like if you're into a hobby, or you're doing something you particularly like, or sports or whatever, you kind of get lost in it. That's very meaningful and refreshing. Then the other one is peace, and we're talking about there are good biblical words, shalom, that sense of well-being. Not just people leaving me alone, but I'm feeling anchored. I feel like I belong. I know who I am. Those are very valuable. So when you build those into your life and work on increasing purpose, pleasure, and peace, your happiness factor will go way up.
We're talking about looking forward in the rest of our life today at SOS Radio so we can live our best life, that we can live the life that Jesus has called us to. And we're talking to author Eric Thurman today on SOS Radio. You wrote a book called Thrive in Retirement. What does the Bible say about the latter stages of life? Does the Bible even mention retirement?
It doesn't mention it as a word, but it mentions it in all kinds of specific examples and passages. One of the passages tells us that wisdom comes from numbering our days. You know, teach me to number my days that I'll gain a heart of wisdom. That is as good as you can get. That's Psalm 92. So how do you know how many days you have? I've actually kind of figured that out. Let me suggest that you might do the same. My numbering of my days is bookends. I could die today. So that means I need to clean up my affairs financially and relationally and just even simple stuff like making sure my family knows my passwords to my email account and Facebook. So if I die, there aren't people hijacking my account and sending them messages. That sort of thing does happen a lot. The other end of the bookend is age 100. It's becoming quite common to live to age 100. So if I'm becoming wise, it's because I'm able to die tomorrow, if that actually is God's will, but I'm able to thrive and live to age 100. Let me just touch on this, that centenarians, that's what we call people that are age 100, are the fastest growing group in the United States on a population percentage basis. The centenarian population is growing 20 times faster than the population as a whole. So maybe you never thought about it, but you need to anticipate, how will I have a meaningful, satisfying, abundant life to age 100? And I've got buku examples in the book. I think you definitely need to give that some thought. That's going to be wisdom in the Bible.
Growing old also requires really thinking about the future and thinking about our plans. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking with Eric Thurman. Billy Graham once said, all my life people have been telling me how to die, but no one's actually told me how to grow old. You know, people are becoming older and older. And I mean, now we're seeing medical breakthroughs every 5, 10, 15 years. And there are ailments that people have passed away from in our generation that we may find cures to, or we might find new treatments to in the next 20 years. And you think about growing old and how thinking through that is more valuable than ever, huh, Eric?
It is. And the reality is the general society is not giving us good direction on this. So we are getting greater longevity and better health. So if physically we're okay, but let's look at the internals, what's going on in our hearts. Gray divorce, which is where a couple has lived together for, been married for 25, 30 years, raised their family and paid off the mortgage, and then they get divorced.
Ugh.
That rate of divorce is soaring. Compared to 1960, the divorce rate, the gray divorce rate is up 700%. And 40% of retirement age adults are clinically depressed. So I'm very concerned about this. And it's because we've bought into a myth. And the popular cultural myth is that you're going to be able to just kick back, relax, and do nothing after age 65. And you know what? That'll kill you. It will not be happy. What does make you happy are the three P's I told you about, the purpose, pleasure, and peace, and how you can build those out in all five parts of your life. Maybe we ought to touch on those. Your five parts of life are your body, your mind, your relationships, your finances, and your soul. When those are strong and you're happy in each of those areas, you're really living life well and fully.
We think about retirement, we typically focus on financial planning and 401ks, but it goes a whole lot deeper. It's about strategy. And we're talking with Eric Thurman today on SOS Radio. Is having enough money the biggest issue we really face in retirement?
Yeah, thanks for raising that, because no, it's really not. It's a funny thing. We can worry about money whether we have it or not. And you know, the Bible says that the love of money, not whether you have it, but loving it, is the root of all kinds of evil. And people can have that problem, whether they have a lot of money or little. Multimillionaires are worried about money all the time. They're afraid they're going to die broke, and people who don't have money don't think they're going to make it. Here's the actual statistics. If you go back a couple of generations, the deep poverty rate among older people was about a third of the population. It was serious. But today, it's no worse than the general population. It's under 10%. And factually, I do a lot of research on this. I'm finding that people maybe are paying attention to their budgeting and their spending, but they're not anxious about it. They're not in desperate straits. So that's good. The popular notion is the most important things about retirement are going to be your health and your money, but that is not the case. The two things that turn out to be the most important to people as they mature is their relationships and their soul. So give attention to those and you'll be much more fulfilled.
You know, as great as it would be to jump into a time machine and go back and better financially plan for retirement, unfortunately, it's not really a reality for a lot of Americans. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking with Eric Thurman. He wrote a book. It's called Thrive in Retirement. It's about secrets of being happy the rest of your life. Eric, you've done a lot of research. Speak to that person who's nearing the age of retirement but knows, I haven't really planned well on the earlier ages. I don't have near enough money what Forbes and Bloomberg and all these magazines try to tell me I'm supposed to have.
Yeah, we actually covered that in the book and has some very specific kinds of places you can turn if you are truly broke and there are some ways to get help. But the majority of us are not quite in that. We may be thinking that. I think the reason we worry is because we have so many unknowns. And so I walk you through that process to be able to know where you are and not just speculate there's some vagueness out here. I think what people need more than anything else is just a sense of what are the issues and how can I know even now, whether it's before you retire or after, to plan the years going forward. Be intentional about it. I don't know about you, but my experience has been that very few really spectacularly wonderful things happen to me by accident. You kind of have to plan ahead for it. I heard about a guy one time went fishing and a fish leapt out of the river into his boat. That never happened to me. Yeah. You know, for me to catch fish, I have to work at it. And I think most of us are like that. So how do you intentionally think about this stage of life and how to make the most of it? That's the reason for the book. There are a lot of good things said about retirement, and there's a lot of good research out there. But I think that what's unique here is this is the only book that I've seen, I had to create it myself, that gets its arms around the entire subject. So it's easy reading, but you'll have a sense that I get this. I can see how to put my life together. That's what I wanted you to be able to do.
We're talking about loneliness with author Eric Thurman today on SOS Radio. I heard someone recently say another name for the millennial generation is the lonely generation. And, mm-hmm. You know, technology has served as this double-edged sword for a lot of us. It makes communication easier, but also isolates a lot of us at the same time. And loneliness doesn't just plague the young generation. It also plagues our older generation as well, Eric.
That's true at many levels, too. We think of things like wasted years. We say somebody had wasted youth. Well, how many people are having wasted retirement? You know, they're just marking time until they die. That's awful. You know, let your life have meaning. And the loneliness factor, I think, that is being amplified, and you touched on it well, is that while technology helps us, in one way it has deflected what we ought to be doing, which is we need personal, physical contact with people. Now, our society is scattering like never before. So I've got my kids. One of them's living in Hawaii right now, and another one is living in Colorado, and I live in Chicago. So I do enjoy FaceTime and Skype and being able to stay in touch that way. But I have to have local people, friends and neighbors and people at church, where I can have physical contact and hear their voice and see their face. That's really important. We are social creatures. And if we isolate ourselves and rely only on digital devices, it's not the same. And we'll pay a price for that. So be sure that you include real live human beings, even if they're not your most loved friends. You know, they're not necessarily the family members you love the most. But you do need to have that personal contact. Cultivate some friends that are nearby in addition to the people that you love far away.
We're talking about strategies to think through as we look towards retirement, whether you feel old or whether you feel young. I mean, we're talking to Eric Thurman. What are some of the spiritual issues that really plague people nearing the age of retirement?
I think one of the worst is that we stop having dreams. You know, Jesus actually said these words, "You can do nothing." I've talked to people, they say, "What?" I'm taking it out of context. In John 15, the story of the vine and the branches, but he says, "You can do nothing apart from me." I don't want to be apart from him. So this popular notion is I can't wait to retire so I can do nothing. I've heard more people say that. What are you looking forward to, doing nothing? Well, truth is, you might need a year or two to decompress and refresh. That's very reasonable. And I think the Bible talks about recreation, recreation. That's good. But when you get to that's all your life is, it's hollow and empty. There's great caution about that. And by contrast, you take Joel 2, there's a prophecy that applies to me. It says, old men should dream dreams. You know, we should still have dreams, things we're reaching for. I think of Psalm 90 that also describes that we'll be fruitful in our old age and we'll be green, describes us like a green plant. So how are we being green and growing and stretching and becoming renewed ourselves? Got to build that in your life. It doesn't happen by accident. And I can prompt you through several examples of that in the book. Let me offer one other thing. I have a free quiz online that's just 20 questions, multiple choice answers, and gives you a quick snapshot of your private situation. So you can do a self-assessment and find out which of the five areas am I strong in and which am I weak in. I think it'd be good to check that out. 20quiz.com is the address. There's no charge and it's private. Take it at your own leisure and get a snapshot of how you're doing and where you might be able to add some strength to your life.
I love this. We're talking to Eric Thurman. He's an author that wrote the book Thrive in Retirement. It's about simple secrets of being happy for the rest of your life. A lot of amazing resources inside his book. Thanks for checking in today, Eric.
My pleasure. May you thrive.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.